This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Barb Murphy is the kind of person who considers herself quite independent and capable. After all, she ran her own business for 50 years, survived the loss of her husband Mark in 2006, and had bypass surgery in 2024. So it came as a shock when the Inglesby residents' carbon monoxide alarms went off recently, blaring loudly and measuring more than 40 parts per million, well over the safe limit. It was late afternoon and Murphy had just come home after playing with her ukulele group in Stanhope. She was going about her normal routine when the carbon monoxide alarms in her home went off. She pulled out her owner's manual and saw the reading was way above normal. She ran around her home, opening the windows and doors, and then called 911. Within minutes, the Minden Hills Fire Department was on the way. But the mystery took a while to solve.
I rolled into the house, made myself some supper, and all of a sudden, I'm watching Wheel of Fortune. And all of a sudden, I hear beep, 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 beep. I'm thinking, what is that new sound that they've got on the game show? So then I realize, I go, wait a second. So I check it out, and it's the alarm. I'm looking at it, and the numbers are reading 47. I'm thinking, okay, what the heck does that mean? But it said, if it's over 30, call 911. So I opened all the windows and doors. I got a cup of coffee and I thought, well, I can sit outside.
So Murphy did just that. Minden Hills Fire Chief Don Kruger was the first to arrive, asking about the furnace and any other fuel burning devices in the home. Two more fire trucks and crews arrived and began investigating. They went through the home thoroughly, checking every level and every room. But the gauges still registered dangerously high levels of carbon monoxide. They checked the exterior vents and found them clear, just as they're supposed to be. With the windows and doors open, the levels began to drop, but in the upstairs hallway, the levels were still high. Kruger says it took a while to find the culprit, but his firefighters eventually discovered the issue.
In this case, the exhaust and the air intake were clean for the furnace, but there was a big wall of snow beside the house. The exhaust comes out, but it's got nowhere to go. So it just ended up getting sucked back up into the air intake for the furnace. Firefighters shoveled away the wall of snow. So then when the air was exhausted, it had somewhere else to go. So it basically the exhaust was just pooling right there and then getting sucked back into the house. I think that's probably the first time I've heard of it happening. And to be quite frank, I'm surprised it hasn't happened more when we have a lot of snow like we do. So it's, it's people are doing everything right. In this case, there was just so much snow and it had built up such a big wall and it was so high that there was nowhere for the exhaust to go. Right. It was essentially just kind of running along the base of the house.
New legislation in Ontario came into effect January the 1st this year, requiring all homes to be equipped with carbon monoxide alarms on every level, not just on those with sleeping quarters. While there are a number of different carbon monoxide alarms on the market, Kruger recommends the ones that feature numerical readings.
A lot of them just beep. Right. And so you don't know how much is really there. Is there a lot? Is there a little bit? I always tell people, like, if they have the choice, and some, you know, sometimes cost does determine it, but I always tell people, try and get one that gives you a number reading so that you know exactly how much is in the air or in the home. Most of the alarms, like, they go into alarm if it's higher than 10.
Carbon monoxide is dangerous. It's odorless, colorless, and deadly. Kruger says more people need to be aware of its causes and how to protect themselves.
A lot of people, I don't know if they really realize what produces the carbon monoxide, and it is anything that burns. So your wood stove, your pellet stove, a propane furnace or propane stove. We don't have natural gas in this area, so that's not a concern, but anything that burns produces the carbon monoxide. And so people need to just be aware that if they have a fuel burning appliance in the home, carbon monoxide is potentially there. Really important that they make sure they have working CO alarms, keep the vents clear.
Kruger says that although it's rare, fire can start in a home when the ash buckets have been cleared out, but either left indoors or on a deck. He says preventative action can save homes and lives. Back in Inglesby, Murphy says she's thankful for the quick response and thoroughness of the fire crews on site. She now tells her friends and relatives to keep the snow low and keep your manuals within reach. Now that she's had her wake-up call, she encourages everyone to clear all the snow from around their vents and nearby so there won't be a repeat of what happened to her.
It was kind of a surprise to me only because I forgot how deep the snow was. And if I could have seen the way that the hot air was rising, because I know what it looks like, because I'm usually shoveling to my propane tank, which is at that side of the house, so I can see them, right? So I would see the steam rising up. So it might have dawned on me, but I just knew that it was clear. And there's no smell, right? I've got a great nose. I can always smell anything and hear everything. So you know if you hear dripping, or you know if you hear a hissing, or listening for the sub pump to come on, and, you know, that kind of thing. I am in tune, you know, like it's your mother hasn't lost it yet, kids.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.